Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Fellow children of God, through faith in Christ Jesus, the text for our consideration this evening is Matthew chapter 21, beginning with verse 18. Early in the morning, as he was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" they asked. Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but you can also say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done for you. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." This is the word of our Lord. It was the week before Christmas, and the parking lot at the mall was jammed with cars. John kept circling and circling, looking for an empty spot. Just when he thought he found one, he inched closer, only to find a desperate to save his legs from a long walk in the cold. John prayed, "Lord, if you give me a parking spot, I'll give an extra $100 to church this weekend." Just then, he saw the glow of the white reverse lights up ahead on the right. Pulling into the spot, he said, "Forget it, Lord, I just found a space." As silly as that story may sound, how often doesn't that describe how prayer is used or misused among us? How often they use the radio in the car. Oh, they normally raise their hand and reply all the time. I then asked them how often they use the jack in the car. Like deer caught in the headlights, I often get replies like, "What's a jack? I've never seen mom or dad use it. Isn't something like that used only in cases of emergencies?" And the point I try to make is this. God doesn't want prayer limited to emergencies. No, God would rather have prayer sort of like the radio in the car, constantly turned on and tuned in to the station of God's WORD. You see, God's word is the means by which God communicates to us, and prayer is the means by which we communicate to God in return. Like a cell phone plan with unlimited voice, text, and data, God wants his children to make use of prayer regularly and often. Like parents who want to know how things are going with their children, so too God wants to know what's going on with his children. He wants to let them know how much he loves them, and he does that through his word. And through prayer, his children get the opportunity to tell them how much they love him in return. God wants to hear how things are going for his children and what he can do to help them or help those around them. May prayer never be seen as a last resort when all else fails. May incidents in our lives never be chalked up to coincidence rather than God's answers to prayers. In our text for today, Jesus talks about the power of prayer when he says, "I tell you the truth, if you have faith and do not doubt, you can say to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done for you. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." Wow. Now that's a promise. How could Jesus make a statement like that? Well, let's consider the context in which he made it. It was the early part of Holy Week. After spending the night in Bethany, Jesus and his disciples were on their way back to Jerusalem. They were a bit hungry, and while walking along the road, they came across a fig tree in full bloom. Now, normally when fig trees have leaves, they also have fruit because the fruit and the foliage appear together. But when Jesus went to look for fruit inside the tree, it was empty and barren. Sort of like a hypocrite, beautiful on the outside, but empty and worthless on the inside.
So Jesus looked at that tree and said, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately the tree withered. Whoa. If you were one of Jesus' disciples, how would you have reacted? It had to be one of those reminders of Jesus' power, that Jesus can do anything, that he takes a back seat to no one, not even nature. But as you're standing there with your eyes wide open in amazement, Jesus redirects your eyes to the mountains nearby and says, "You think what happened to that fig tree is amazing? Take a look at that mountain. It's been standing tall and strong since the creation of the world. But if you have faith, you can tell that mountain to go throw itself into the sea and it will be done for you." Do you believe him? Well, of course you do. He's Jesus and he can do anything. But you don't have that kind of power, do you? Dear friends, that's the key to unlocking the beauty of Jesus' truth in our text for this evening. Too often when we hear those words, "if you have faith," we place the emphasis on you rather than faith. Placing the emphasis on faith is what makes Jesus' words plausible and possible. Faith in the one who makes the promise. The one who can wither trees with his tongue. The one who can calm storms with his voice. The one whose promise makes prayer effective. The one whose power makes faith powerful. Moving mountains doesn't depend on the one who has faith, but rather on the one in whom you have faith. Especially during this season of Lent, when hymns turn to minor keys and are filled with reminders of pain and suffering and death, when alleluias are missing, and we're humbly led to contemplate the seriousness of our sins and the punishment in hell we deserve for them. Words like repentance and confession are used more often. Now, while a season of repentance is a valuable thing, there can also be a danger. You see, as we see our hands pounding the nail with the hammer, as we hear our voice in the midst of the mocking crowds, sometimes I might be tempted to think, what kind of a Christian am I? What kind of faith do I have? Why do I so often think, say, and do the things God wouldn't want me doing? Oh, Satan would love to have us rest the validity of our faith on our thoughts, our words, our actions. Satan would love to have us base the power of our faith on how well our prayers have or haven't been answered in the past. I prayed for Grandpa to get better, but he didn't. Maybe I didn't have enough faith. I prayed for our marriage to survive, but then the divorce papers arrived. Maybe I doubted God. I prayed really hard for that job, but then they gave it to somebody else instead. Maybe my faith wasn't strong enough. Oh, sometimes we might even be tempted to think, is Jesus worth believing in? Can I really trust him when he says your faith can move mountains? Because I've never seen anything like that happen in my life, have you? Dear friends, that's not the point. His point is not whether or not he's moved mountains for you. His point is that he can. He's Jesus. He can do anything. The disciples would need that reminder in the days to come, as they would see their Lord abused and beaten and crucified at the hands of wicked men. As they would see his dead body placed in a tomb. Their faith would be shaken. And no doubt yours has too at times. But like so many other days with Jesus, they could go back to that tree. They could be reminded of his power. They could be reminded that he didn't die out of weakness. Rather, he died to show us the strength. love that led him to offer his life on the cross to forgive our sins and give us the gift of heaven. Love that we continue to see again and again and again as he speaks to us in the pages of his word. Thankfully, those disciples didn't have to focus too long on withered trees or calm storms to be reminded of his power. No, it would only be a matter of 3 days before they would witness his greatest display of power of all. By rising victoriously from the grave, they would see it with their own eyes. And we see it too, with the eyes of faith as he speaks to us in the pages of his word. Along with that display of his power comes the fulfillment of all of his promises to us. The promise of sins forgiven, and the gift of eternal life in heaven with him that is ours through his death and resurrection. Oh, that's power. That's love. And the fact that he did it all for you and me, dear friends, that's grace. As he speaks to us in his word, he invites us to tap into that power through prayer. May prayer never be a last resort or a desperate plea. But may we continue to go to him regularly and often in prayer, knowing that he promises to hear and answer us according to his will. Yeah, at times we'll forget that. At times we'll cower behind our doubts and fears. But doubts and fears don't change the truth. Jesus says, "I tell you the truth. Your faith can move mountains because your faith depends on the one who has tree withering, storm calming, sin erasing, death defying, Satan squelching power." So watch and pray and continue to rely on Jesus. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses... Amen.